WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh, get y'all to say that with the choir. Good night.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. On our website, nfiradio.com, or also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you. Jesus, story about Jesus. Yeah, he was born in Bethlehem. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was laid in a manger. He died one Friday. He died one Friday. He died one Friday. One early, one Sunday morning.
Everything will be all right. How many of y'all are willing to be used by God? If I were you tonight, I'm telling you, here am I, Lord, willing to be used by you. Oh, Lord.
Oh, I want to live so God can use me anywhere.
Thank you. Yeah. but my faith has been wavering. No, 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 I'm holding on to what the Lord said to me. Love every day, love. He keeps on blessing me, and it's mine.
I looked around and saw Jacob. Cause I ain't remember selling cans. Now I'm doing real good, letting God set the plan.
Hey, hold on. Hey, flip the beat. Come on.
I'm in the booth with my hands lifted up. I'm finna pray. All these demons at the crib on my mama, they can't stay. I'm a Holy Spirit filled man of God. What can I say? I done took another demon head off that's on display. Finna slide down to Mexico and preach Andale. I ain't talking boondocks, but I'm a free man like I'm Huey. Got a big head, but I'm a smart guy. I feel like Stewie. Religious people talking down, but I bet they never knew me. Yeah, I ran, but now I'm looking up to God like he outgrew me. Dancing in the stew, the Holy Spirit really moving through me. I ain't lukewarm. Yeah, I'm real hot. He ain't gon' spew. Gliding on the road with big God. Boy, I need some roochies. Demon killer ski mask. I wonder can they make it Gucci. Looked the demon in his face and broke his grip and told him loose.
Can I keep going?
Alright. Tell Shorty get out my face, what you want from me? If you can't plan fast with me, what you done for me? Demon killer brand, this is global, it's a company. I let my angels fight my battles, don't come for me. I'm chasing demons with a Bible, they gon' run from me. Big dog in the spirit, she said it's giving tall. I'm finna build me a church, I'm finna rent them all. Demon killer standing right, hold on, okay. Demon killer standing right behind me, finna send them all. If the devil got some rules, then we gon' bend them all. A million views on Christian drill, God done did it all. If you see me killing demons, please don't get involved. Blessings, grace, and favor, we gon' get them all.
Yeah, alright. I got some more bars, but I'ma keep it. I'ma keep it to myself. Y'all said y'all want that old guy. Punchlines, Detroit beats, talking crazy, we on all that. Yeah.
You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yo.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with us.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Crown.
the young folks. They like to talk about the old people. So many of you look at me, some of the young singers, they look at me and say, well, Reverend Hunt, some call me Slim. Say, you done gone over the hill. You know what I look back and tell you? I say, you ain't even made it to the hill yet. It's a blessing. I said, it's a blessing to live, to get to be 50 years old. Can I get a witness tonight? Y'all, come on and help me say this. Come on and help me say this.
Oh, the country. We didn't have no instrument, but every once in a while, you can hear the tambourine ring. Can I get a witness? And way down the road, they will clap and stomp and they'll say, oh, it's okay. Can I get a witness? Can I get one witness? If you know it was Jesus, watch over you all night long. While you lay down last night, I know it was Jesus. Can I get a witness tonight?
We were the finest clothes, and we own it all of the store. Him I make a sweet smell of your boo-boo.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Woke up this morning, clothed in my right mind. The love that you bestow makes my heart resign. Didn't have to do it. Glad that you did. You have remained faithful ever since I was a kid. Right now I thank you for all that you've done. It's hard to believe from whence you brought me from. You keep every promise, and when life is unkind, give you my full attention, and you give me peace of mind. Follow my mercy, and your grace is so good, and if I could repay.
NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999. 3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Come on, y'all. Don't be ashamed. Clear. Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Frances Holloway as she intercedes for you and this nation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone who has joined me on this great thankful Thursday afternoon. I am Reverend Frances Good Holloway. For those who are joining for the very first time and those who consistently come on, thank you so much for joining with me again on NFI Gospel Radio Network. Do I have a word for you? Yes, yes, yes. God has led me to teach today on the power of our words. The power of our words. And I want to teach on the power of words that come out of your mouth, because once they are out in the atmosphere, you cannot take them back. And if they are negative words, Satan makes sure that he works hard to bring whatever you spoke to pass. So how do I know? Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That can be good fruit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, or it can be negative fruit, which is the opposite. And what does the Bible say about fruitless conversation in our words? Conversation that has nothing to do with what God is saying. 2 Timothy 2:16 says, avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. See, if you study the Bible for yourself, you will know if they are speaking truth when you are talking with someone, or they're just trying to impress you with a lot of words. See, James 1:26 says, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. See, the words we speak are words of spiritual, and they are a gauge, which means that our words are being measured. A gauge is an instrument or device for measuring the magnitude, amount, or contents of something. And in this case, this gauge is showing how much of our soul we have surrendered to God by the words we speak out of our mouth. Words are powerful, and we need to really take heed to the fact that God wants us to speak life and not death. And oftentimes, without even thinking, we end up speaking death over ourselves, over our situation, and we don't even think of it. We're not even conscious of it, because it has become a habit. But if we have allowed our minds to be renewed by the word, our conversation can't help but reflect what we have learned in the word of God. See, if on the other hand, we are hesitant to release our old habits and beliefs, our words will betray us and reveal our true spiritual condition. Because if our souls are not in submission to God and we haven't surrendered everything to Him, our tongues will be the first thing to sell us out. That people will know that our hearts are not sold out to God, that we're just marking time. Listen at Matthew 12:34. It says, O generation of vipers, How can ye be an evil, speak good things? If we are evil, we cannot speak good things. Because the word says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now this scripture is saying, whatever is in your heart, that's what comes out of your mouth. Let's look at Luke 6:45. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance, see, there's a lot in our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth speaks. So please start listening carefully to what comes out of your mouth, even if they say they love the Lord. See, you are known by the fruit, again, that you bear. So the question is, what is in your heart? Ask yourself this. What does my day-to-day conversation say about my spiritual condition? Do my words reflect that God lives inside of me? Now, Jesus tells us that a life consumed with the cares and treasures of the world will lead to fruitless talk that will bring judgment upon us. But a life surrendered to God and filled with the Holy Spirit will produce speech full of grace, mercy, love, and power. See, Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. With words, God spoke the entire universe into being. With words, God communicates to us. Through the Bible, with his thousands of words, he reveals himself to us. John 1:1 says that Jesus is actually the living, breathing word of God. Words and language were his idea, and his words are literally life to us. And see, the verse in the Bible says, we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16, which reads, for who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. See, because God created man in his image, our words have power. And since Jesus is our example in everything, and we are to follow in his steps, let's look at a few verses that demonstrate the power of his word. Let's look at Matthew 8:26. Jesus calms the wind and the sea. I taught on that several weeks ago. And it says, and he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there were great calm. Matthew 8:32, healing of the devil-possessed man. God, Jesus said, all right, go. Jesus commanded them. So the devil came out of the man. John 11:43-44, Jesus raised Lazarus. When he said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, and he said, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out. And as we can see in these verses, the spoken word of God can bring healing, peace, deliverance, and life. So when we were saved, we weren't taken directly to heaven because we are Jesus' body, his hands, feet, and heart, and mouth that are designed to reach the lost and make a difference in this world. But we can't advance the kingdom of heaven on our own, knowing we would need help in order to represent Jesus to the world. God set us up for tremendous success by sending us the Holy Spirit to speak through us, to speak for us as we study the word of God. Though Jesus was full of God, he was also full of human, remember? He could only be in one place at a time while he walked around in his human body. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit and have him as our personal guide through life, no matter where we are here on earth. Jesus said, when the Spirit comes, he will guide us. He will lead us into all truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, But whatever we hear, we speak what God says. He will speak, and he will disclose to us what is to come. In other words, through the Holy Spirit, God will disclose to us all the guidance we need to do the works that he has called each one of us to do on earth, and that is to speak his word in season and out of season, to speak his word. His word is powerful. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that the words that we speak carries power. Power to live or die. Power to speak good health or sickness. Because prayer that brings result must be based on your word, Father. For the word that you speak is alive and full of power. And the words that we speak out of our mouth should be full of power, Lord, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. For you have said word that our words are sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating the dividing lines of the breath of life, which is our soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, judging even the very thoughts and purpose of our hearts, according to Hebrews 4:12. So we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Father God, that your word truly is life. We thank you, Father God, that you guide us with our speech and opportunities to encourage others. And those that are still using negative words, Father God, to make their points, those that are still dealing with speaking words of profanity because they have not been delivered, although they say they are saved, Father God, we come today decreeing and declaring that as they study your word and that as they become an example of how you spoke word and they came to fruition, that they can too, and they can change their style of speaking and speak life instead of death over themselves and over others. And Father God, we thank you that your word, Lord God, is contact with you. We put you in remembrance of your word, according to Isaiah 43:26, placing a demand, Father God, your ability in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you did not leave us without your thoughts and your ways, for we have your word and your bond. God, you instruct us to call on you, and you said you will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. So help us to pray with excitement and not drudgery, Lord God. Help us to believe what we are praying, Father God. Oh, Father, we thank you for moving even in our midst, Father God, because there's so much going on in this world that we don't really understand. But you said, call upon you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not, Father God, because it's not, you know it, all things that we know in part. And so many times we are watching the news and we are listening to other people, but Father, help us to focus more on you versus what we see on that TV. But you said you will not leave us without hope, Father God, for our hope is in you. You said you will instruct us to call on you, and you said you will answer us, and that you will continue to show us great and mighty things, Lord God. And God, thank you for moving in our midst, Father God, as we have faith to just trust you with all our hearts and stop leaning on to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Father God, that you, Father, you and you only can direct our path. So Heavenly Father, we come now bowing and worshiping before you, covering ourselves with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as our protection. And even as I pray, Father, I thank you for hearing and answering, Lord, this prayer as I come with the audience today, Father, that have tuned in, Father God. I ask that you touch the hearts of each one of us, that we be careful for the words that come out of our mouth, Heavenly Father. We worship you and praise you because you know our hearts. You know what's in our hearts, and we recognize that you are worthy to receive all of our glory, honor, and praise. So we do come renewing our allegiance to you, and we pray that the blessed Holy Spirit will continue to enable us and to carry us and to continue to allow us, Lord God, to speak life and not death out of our mouths, Father God. Heavenly Father, I ask you again, Father, as I ask so many times, to open our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. Open our eyes that we will see great and mighty things that we know not. Open our ears that we will hear your voice for ourselves, and a stranger we will not follow, Father God. So we now come putting on the whole armor of God that you provided for us. We put on the girdle of truth today, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the helmet of salvation. And Father, we lift up the shield of faith against all of the fiery darts of the enemy. And we take in our hand the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Father God. And we choose to speak your word, for your word is life to those that find it, health to all our flesh. We choose to use your word against all the forces of evil that tries to invade our lives. We put on this armor, Father God, and live and pray in complete dependency upon you, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, that you have sent to lead and guide us in all truth, Father God. We are so grateful, Father God, that Jesus Christ fought all principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly and triumph over them in himself. And we claim that victory for us as we speak your word over our situation, Father God. We reject all the insinuation, accusation, and temptation of Satan, because Satan is under our feet. Heavenly Father, we choose to live in obedience to you, Father God. Open our eyes, show us the areas in our lives that do not please you. We want to please you, Father God. We want to work while it is day, because you said when night comes, no one can work. But by faith, Lord, and in dependence upon you, we put off the fleshly works of this old man and stand into all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provide cleansing from that old nature. We don't lie anymore. We do not steal, Father God. We do not go around trying to manipulate people. But Father God, we come praying for each other, looking to you to do in us what we cannot do for ourselves. Therefore, today, Father God, we put off all forms of selfishness, Lord, and we yearn to help those that are in need, Father God. We yearn to ask, what is it that you need, Father God? Because we want people to see Christ in us, the hope of glory. We put off all forms of fear, Father God, because fear is torment. Help us not to be fearful, to go forth, Father God, and allow the Holy Spirit to use us in this day and time, Father God. And we put on the new nature with its courage. We put off all forms of weakness, Father. You said where we are weak, we are strong, Father God. And we put on the new nature with his strength. We put off all forms of lust, Father God, and put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. Father, we are trusting you. Show us how to make this practical in our everyday life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary Cross has washed away our sins, Father God. But therefore, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in our labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good, because we love you, Father, and we are called according to your design and purpose. Their purpose. So therefore, we don't fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, Father, with thanksgiving, continue to make our wants and the wants of others known to you, God. Whatever we ask for in prayer, I believe that it is granted to us and we will receive it. Because you said the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of righteousness, man makes tremendous power available. Yes, you said the prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous prayer power available. We thank you, Father God. We praise you for being our God, for being the lifter up of our heads, for being there for us, Father, for sending your Son to shed his blood on Calvary's cross, that we shall live and not die and declare your work continuously here on earth. Father, we glorify your name this day. And we call this day blessed, Father God, because you allowed us to come back together again to pray together. And you said a family that pray together stay together. And we are families because we are joint heirs unto you, Father God. For God, you have not left us helpless. Not only have you given us word, but you also have given us the Holy Spirit to help our infirmities when we know not how to pray as we ought, according to Romans 8:26. And I praise you for that, Father. Our Father has provided his people with every possible avenue to ensure that we are complete and that we are victorious here in this life here on earth. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, according to your word, that your word is life to those that find it. Your word is health to all our flesh. And now, Father God, I pray for anyone who is going through anything, Father God. For you said you sent your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction. You said you are our shepherd, that we shall not want, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. You said you deliver us from the destruction of the enemy that tries to come upon us. You said our children, Lord God, will be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. And I speak peace in our children's lives, God, regardless of their age, whether they are adults or whether they are still babies, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephew. I speak life, Father God, for you are a life-giving Father. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And for that, I am so grateful that you left none of us out. And I continuously to pray for us seasoned saints, Father God, the ones that are 70 and 80, and you have given us more years than 70. I thank you for that, Father God. For you said in your word in Isaiah 46 that you will carry us in our old age. And Father, you are doing just that. I praise you for everyone on this line, Father God. That is 70 and 10 over. I lift them up to you, Father. I pray for strength in their bodies, Father, that they will continue, Lord, to lift up your name, that they will continue to be who you call them to be, Father God. And that is a mouthpiece for you here on earth, even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For the blessings of the Lord continue to make us rich, even in our old age, to make us rich and add us no sorrows, Father God. I praise you for strength in my body. I praise you for strength in the bodies of anyone under the sound of my voice that are going through, Father God. I come against sciatic nerve problems, back pop problems, lumbar problems, Father God, because at a certain time of our age, the enemy tries to attack our bodies. But Lord, you said that Moses lived to be 120. His eyes were not dim, his ears were not dull, and that he fought a good fight. And even at that age, Father God, you gave him strength. And I decree and declare that we that are seasoned saints, Lord, will continue to have the strength to walk right, to think right. We come against Alzheimer's. We come against any kind of dimensional that would try to attack our brains, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we are the healed of the Lord. We are the healed of the Lord. And Lord, we will walk worthy of the calling that you have on our lives, even at our old age. We said, thank you, Father, for keeping us. Thank you, Father, for leading and guiding us. Thank you for allowing us to be that light. When people see us, they see Christ in us, the hope of glory. And as the light shines through us, Father God, that they will be drawn to that light, not to us personally, but to the light that's within us. Father, I just thank you so much for using me and so many people, Lord God, to do your will, Father God. I praise you, Father God, for the young people that are coming along, that's deciding that they're going to ditch the world and trust you with all their heart and stop leaning on their understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge you, that you direct their path. I thank you, Father, for mercy and grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you are doing, even now on this radio station. I thank you for the thousands of people that are tuning in, looking for an answer, Father God. And I praise you, for Lord God, for giving us the word, Father God. The power of prayer is so important that they know that there is hope in the time of trials and tribulation. I pray for those who have lost a loved one that are grieving, Father God. Lord, your word says grieve as if there, do not grieve as if there is no hope. For our hope is in you, Father God. And that is one of the reasons, Father, you have called us to witness to our family members, to our loved ones, to our neighbors, that they come to know you, that when they leave this world, that we know that we know that we know that they are with you and we will see them again. Lord, I praise you for all that you're doing and will do in our lives, because you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have done a great thing, a great work in and through us as we yield ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing again. I cannot thank you enough. I rejoice in you. And again, I say rejoice. Don't let the enemy steal your joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we need that joy. We need the strength of the Lord to continue to do the work that he has called each of us to do, regardless of how young we are or how old we are. God can use us for his glory, because he is the one that has put the mandate on us to go forth, cry loud and spare none, to say Jesus is Lord and he is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. We praise you. We glorify God. We give him honor. We give him glory on this Thursday and Thursdays to come. Please join me again on next Thursday. I call this day blessed. I call you and your family blessed. And it's all in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed rest of the week and also the weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, for that awesome word and prayer on today. We're going to be looking forward for you next Thursday right here at 12:30. We thank you again so much. Right now, I'm going to play a song by her husband. That's right. He is a recording artist and has a group. And guess what? He has several of his sons that sing with him also on this group. And they are a major recording group that's been singing for numerous of years. I'm speaking of Reverend Johnny Holloway and the Gospel Jubilees. This is her husband right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming up right after this song is Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Here's the Gospel Jubilee.
I'm saying Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Hey, I tell God thank you because he is, yes, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I tell God thank you because he is the holy God. He is the God that heals. He is the God that worked miracles. He is the God that loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus. Not only did he send his son Jesus, he sent the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, that comes and leads and guides us. And I tell God, thank you. When we need a friend, he is our best friend. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I thank you for being our heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for being the miracle worker. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Oh, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that never ever changes. I thank you for being the God that is holy. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I ask that you bless this day according to your will and your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to lead and guide your people that you get all of the glory in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you just for being God. Father God, I bless your name, for you are the mighty one, and I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, thank you for being the one we can cast all of our cares upon. Thank you for being the one that never, ever leave us or forsake us, and I tell you, thank you, God, for all things great and small. Bless those that are in the hospital, God. Oh, Father God, continue to move according to your will and your way, God. I speak your miracle working power in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory. Father God, we love you, we honor you, and we praise you. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for all things as he allow us to see a brand new day. I don't know about you, but I glorify God for him just being the Holy One. And when we wake up each and every day, might be some that are still sleeping, depend on where they are. But I know that just as God is keeping us, he is keeping them. As he is covering us with his blood, he is covering them with his blood. And I tell God, thank you just for being the Almighty God that was in the beginning, that loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus. Not only did he send his son Jesus, he sent the Holy Ghost power to rest and abide amongst us so that we'll have someone that leads and guides us. I tell God, thank you. When you get an understanding of who God is and you get his wisdom that can only come from him, it will make you tell God, thank you. It will make you cry, hallelujah, yes, God, because you know who got you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. And we ask you to come out, if you so desire, to go into Word with us. On third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer at 12. We invite you to come out and go and pray with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you may leave. But one thing that I do know is that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And you don't always have to come, but you can go in prayer right where you are, because it's when the Spirit touch and agree. And the Holy Ghost of God is residing in you and residing in me and residing in those that come. I know that God moves and he do exactly what he said. On third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are, because, see, it's the Word that keeps us. It's the Word that strengthens. It's the Word of God that gives us power to do what God have called us to do. And we tell God thank you. On this Sunday, July 14th at 3 o'clock p.m., the Ushers of Christian Life will be celebrating their anniversary. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us if you are an usher, because, see, the doorkeeper is important. People don't understand that sometimes, but the doorkeeper, people might think it's small, but that doorkeeper that is Holy Ghost filled can make a difference in the whole service when people come in. And that's why you can't just put anybody on the door. And I tell God thank you, but come and join us. Bishop Linwood Atkinson will be coming to bring the word with his church family. We invite you to come and worship with us as we give God all of the glory. And we invite you to continue to join us on Tuesdays at 9:30 and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Pastor Michael Austin is on board to come and join us. He's not with us right now, but I want you to continue to keep the man of God in prayer, because we are a team. We come together to do this, that God gets all of the glory. As we come back on today, we will finish talking about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And as you follow Jesus, you are standing on the word. When you follow Jesus, he's the one that you are coming after. You don't get ahead of him, but you follow him and what he has done, the teaching that he came to earth and gave, and the word that the Bible gives. Allow us to follow him in spirit and in truth. When we follow Jesus, we are committed to him. We're not committed to nobody else. When we follow Jesus, we're going to follow him in spirit and in truth. When you follow Jesus, you have not decided to follow Satan anymore, but you are sold out unto God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When you follow Jesus, everything that you do that he gets glory. And as you follow Jesus, you won't follow nobody else. When you follow Jesus, not just on Sunday, Bible study, a special occasion, but this is a life that you live every day. When you follow Jesus, you have the Holy Ghost that the Father sent to be a helper. Because, see, we can do nothing on our own. But with Christ, we can do all things. And I tell God, thank you. When Jesus sent his Holy Spirit, you say, Gladys, why you say Jesus? See, the Father sent the Holy Spirit. But one thing that I'm so glad of is that the three of them make one. Can't have the Father, the Son without the Holy Ghost. And I tell God, thank you. Before Jesus left, he gave his disciples some instructions. And he let them know that they will need the Holy Ghost of God. He let us know that the Holy Spirit would dwell in the hearts of every believer. If you are a believer, the Holy Ghost would dwell on the inside. As you walk and follow Jesus, as I already told you, you won't get ahead of him, but you will follow him. As we look at the Word of God, I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost coming to earth to be the one that groans on our behalf. If we look at Acts 1, verse 4, the word of God said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And I tell God, thank you, when we wait for the Holy Ghost to come into our lives, we can do a mighty work. We can't do it on our own, but we need the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came, he was a fulfillment of a promise that God and his son Jesus said. I tell God, thank you, when we're baptized with the Holy Spirit, I tell God, thank you, that we have power to do what he, God, and his son Jesus have called us to do. I thank God for the Holy Spirit of God. When we are following Jesus, one thing that I know, that following Jesus means we are striving to be like him. When we are following Jesus, you find that you obey the Father just as Jesus obeyed the Father. Yeah, you do. You find that when you follow Jesus, you won't look to Satan, but you will look to him for everything that you need. When you need a friend, you will call on the name of Jesus. And as Jesus was obedient to the Father, you're going to find that you got to be obedient. Not some days, but every day. You're going to find that you strive to be like him. Yes. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at John 8, verse 29. The word of God saying, he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always these things that please him. I thank God for his son Jesus. Being one, he wanted to please the Father. He did what the Father said to do. And he let us know that the Father sent him. And that the Father didn't leave him. There are some that say you can serve the Father and not serve the Son, but that's not true. You can't serve one without serving the other. As we was looking at scriptures earlier, when Thomas said, show us the Father. But one thing that I know, that when we serve the true and living God, and we are obedient to him, we can't serve one without serving the other. We see where Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus had to ask him the question, have I been with you so long, yet ye have not known me? And Jesus let Philip know, he that has seen Jesus have seen the Father. And I tell God, thank you. When we have a true relationship with Jesus and we are following him, not only are we following him, but we're following the Father also, because see, the Father sent his son, Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. When we do what God say to do, we are obedient to his word. As we follow Jesus, one thing that I know, we're going to be obedient to him. If we look at John 15 and 10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I tell God, thank you, that as we follow Jesus, we're going to keep his commandments. We're going to be obedient to him just as he kept his Father's commandments and was obedient to the Father. We got to be obedient to Jesus and to his Father. We can't be obedient to one and not the other. I tell God, thank you, that as a son of God, as a child of God, you're going to find that you live with his love. You can't love from a distance. You got to love the way that Christ loved. Might be people and things that we have to separate ourselves from in order to walk in the righteousness of Jesus. But I tell God, thank you, that I got wisdom and understanding now, that I got to love and keep the commandments of Jesus. As I follow him, I got to do what his word say to do. As you follow him, babies, you got to do his word. You can't do it your way. You got to do it the way that Jesus said to do it. And he let us know without a shadow of a doubt that we got to abide in his love. We got to love the way that he loves. He let us know that even as I have kept my Father's commandment, we got to be obedient and keep his commandments. We got to do the word of God. And you're going to find on this journey that to truly follow Jesus Christ, that lets us know that you have made him your Lord. You have made him your boss. Yes, you do what he say to do. And when we follow Jesus, we have made Jesus our Lord in our lives. Yes, yes, yes. We can't serve two because you will love one and hate the other. But when you serve the true and living God, if we look at Romans 10 and 9, the word of God let us know that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When you have made him Lord, Jesus is your Lord. Nobody else is your Lord. When you confess him with your mouth, yes, Lord, I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. When you confess him as your Lord, that means having power and dominion and authority. I thank God for his son, Jesus, that he has dominion over me, that he is my Lord. Because if you're not serving Jesus, there ain't but one other that you can serve, and there ain't one but one other that has power over you, and that's Satan. I keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. But as Jesus is our Lord and Savior, I tell God, thank you, that you won't receive nobody else. As Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we have the hearts of Jesus. Yes, we do. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we have confessed him as our Lord and Savior, he's not only in our head, but he's in our hearts. And I tell God, thank you, that when we confess him as our Lord and Savior, we worship him, we trust him, we are obedient to him, and we have an active prayer life. We can go and talk to him. And I tell God, thank you, as we follow Jesus, we glorify him in everything. As we follow Jesus, I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, coming and going on the cross for us. Could nobody do what he did? And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, as we glorify him in everything, not something. But we believe God's word, and we do the word of God. If we look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, I tell God, thank you. The word of God says, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to glorify God. nobody else but God. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer in God, we want to please God, and we want to promote his glory. I want God to be satisfied with the life that I live. As we glory in God, we're honoring and giving thanksgiving to him as our Lord and Savior, as our Creator, and as our Redeemer. We're not giving it to Satan, but we give it to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Babies, you can't serve two. If you're glorifying God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you ain't in connection with Satan. But God gets all of your glory. You don't share it with no other entity. And I tell God, thank you, because he is our Creator. When we glorify God, we honor him by being obedient to him, by being thankful to him. We glorify him by going in prayer. We glorify him by having faith, and we are loyal unto him. You can't serve two masters. In the name of Jesus, you can't. You want to love one and hate the other. But when you glorify God, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he is the one that directs our lives. He is the one that is our guide. He is the one that our conduct is based upon. And I tell God, thank you. When we're following Jesus, we won't glorify Satan. I tell God, thank you. As we follow Jesus, you won't follow Satan. And I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that when you follow Jesus Christ, you are committed to him and no other entity. You're not committed to Satan. Listen to this. Each person has the responsibility to choose whom or what he or she will follow. You got to choose to follow Jesus and serve him with your whole heart. You can't follow Jesus and Satan too. As we follow Jesus, I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. We are not saved by the things we do. No, we're not, for Christ. What you mean, Gladys? If we look at Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, the word of God let us know, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. For by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Then verse 9 said, not of works. Listen to this. It said, one cannot be saved by works, good deeds of love, or trying to keep God's commandments. One must be saved by the grace of God. And why is this? Because all the unsaved are spiritually dead, and they are under the dominion of Satan, enslaved to sin, and under condemnation of God. In order to be saved, one must receive God's provision of salvation, be forgiven for sins, be made spiritually alive, and delivered from the power of Satan and sin. We got to be delivered from it. We can't walk in Jesus and Satan too, but we got to be delivered from Satan and sin. And we got to be made a new creature in order to follow Jesus. I tell God, thank you. We got to receive the Holy Ghost of God. And no amount of self-effort can accomplish any of these things. I tell God, thank you, that as we follow Jesus with our whole hearts, it is he that brings salvation and God's grace through faith. I tell God, thank you, as we receive the Holy Spirit, you know that the Holy Spirit comforts us. Yes, he does. Well, how can you say that, Gladys? If we look at John 14, verse 16, the word of God said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that ye may abide with you forever. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is a comforter. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he was the one that came and made a difference in my life. If you have received the Holy Ghost, he is the one that has come to comfort you. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. As you receive the Holy Ghost, he teaches us the word of God. As you have received the Holy Ghost, the comforter, I tell God, thank you for him, because he remains in us as we remain faithful to him. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost coming to renew us each and every day. As we serve the true and living God, we find that the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, will lead and guide. John 14, verse 6 said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because not only do Jesus lead and guide us, but the Holy Ghost is a lead and guide. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. As you are following Jesus, you can't do it on your own, but the Holy Ghost with his sweet self will lead and guide you. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because as we follow Jesus, you're going to find that you have the character of Jesus living in your life, that as a believer, you're going to do what the word of God say to do. You're not going to get ahead of Jesus, but you're going to follow him and witness about him. And as you follow Jesus, you're going to find that you apply the truth, the word of God that he has given. You're going to live as if Jesus is walking right there beside you. You ever been going through something and you say, Jesus, where you at? But if you are living for him, he is right there with you. Why? Because he said in his word, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And I tell God, thank you. As you are following Jesus Christ, you are not following no one else. As you are following Jesus Christ, you're going to find that he is your Savior. You're going to find that you love others. You're going to find that you love him. You're going to find that you know the Bible. As you are following Jesus Christ, you're going to trust in God. As you are following Jesus, you find that you are thankful for all things. As you're following Jesus Christ, you avoid temptation. Yeah, you do. You speak the word to yourself. You find that as you are following Jesus Christ, that you rely on the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Yes, you do. As you're following Jesus Christ, you go to the house of God and you come together with others and you glorify God. You find that as you're following Jesus Christ, that you're obedient when God calls on you. As you're following Jesus Christ, you won't follow no one else. As you're following Jesus Christ, you won't get ahead of him. You're obedient to him. You trust him. You do what the word of God say to do. And the Holy Ghost of God is residing on the inside when you follow Jesus Christ. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that dwells in our heart. As you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to find that his characteristics reside on you, not Satan's, but God's Son Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Let me encourage you to follow Jesus. Don't follow Satan. Follow Jesus. Because as you follow Jesus, you have the right to eternal life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
something hot you want, that is something hot you'll get.
Come on, everybody, come on. You can just clap your hands like this. I wrote this song. This song got a Mississippi groove. Can I sing it? Something. To call your name, because that's your name, things begin to change. When I call you, you're always there, and that lets me know that you really do care. I call you
Master,
Savior, Wonderful Counselor,
Sweet Jesus.
I call you
Master,
a Savior.
Carol, that ain't the Lord, all right. Yeah.
sang all night long. You know my soul, my soul, my soul. What did you have? You know that I cry.
Keep climbing the ladder round by round. Don't let old Satan turn you around. You better wrap it. Get tied up. Oh, get tangled up. When I was a sinner lost in my sins, I prayed to the Lord and he took me in. He wrapped me with his love and he saved me with his blood. Oh, what a feeling that came from above. I'm in the Father and the Father in the Son. Son and the Holy Ghost, they all make one. I said I'm wrapped up.
Oh, my team.